Good morning, beloveds. Psalm 78 is a psalm from Asap. Can also abbreviate as soon as possible, hurry. So, so it's good stuff to take note of. And our verses is from 5 to 8.
He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers to teach to their children, that the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn, and arise and tell them to their children, so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and they should not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation whose heart was not steadfast, whose spirit was not faithful to God.
Yeah, powerful there. So we just see, we call to a higher standard of godliness, a higher standard of faith in every generation. And here we see the word is to strengthen the next generation, share the great testimony of God and his love and how he's worked in the past, so that people cannot be, like past generations. He says they where's it, verse 8? Yeah, it's to yeah, we should not be like those fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation whose heart was not steadfast, whose spirit was not faithful to God. Me myself and my family and the Brandons I come from, I there was no testimony of someone there that knew God, had walked with God. So yeah, so it was so important for me to take hold of God, take hold of his word and push into these things. He says he sets us free from the foolish traditions of our parents. So God's got the best, that he's got the right thing. So what we can just see here, we really need to be encouraged. We need to push on into the faith. And in these times, I've just been made aware of the depths that a man has actually fallen to. I was just a friend sent a video where a guy, I'm sure he was in the light, and but he was just wanting to point out to us, our society has fallen. He walked around with a book, and he said, "Listen, guys, don't you want a sign here and that there? This is so that the Bible doesn't get sold anymore, because it's a book that just hammers the gays and comes against the transvestites, and it's also it's got no love for the Muslims." And everyone he went to, he says, "Yeah," they said, "Yeah, that sounds good." And then they went and signed it. And I thought, shame, so these people don't know their God. And when you think of the words of Jesus, "Forgive them, they don't know what they do." And that was 2,000 years ago. Jesus says, "Forgive them, they don't know what they do." And since then, he's raised up a church to give evidence of the right things, to portray the right picture. And I'm sure it has happened in many ways. It's happened, but the deception that is out there is unreal, guys. So it's just the encouragement again. We really see we at the end of the age here. This darkness is really lifting up its head like you can't believe, and so we've just got to really be know the truth, stay in the truth, walk with the truth. And the truth is Jesus, and then everything about him is also truth. And I just want to give two beautiful keys that I feel, if we had taken hold of these two scriptures, I don't believe anyone would have given their pinky to this deception. But it's because it's this type of understanding and these truths have not been embraced wholeheartedly in many circles. And it's Titus chapter 1, verse 1. Easy to remember. Titus 1, verse 1. And Paul speaks there about that. He's an apostle of Jesus and he's a servant of God for the sake of the elect. Amen. For the faith of the elect, according to the knowledge of God. And then he says, and it is according to godliness. So if we just take that scripture and we take hold of what it's saying there, that the faith for the elect need to have a certain faith. We see that in Revelation 13 as well, where it talks about the beast. The beast from the sea and also the beast from the land. And it talks about the faith of the elect there in verse 13, I think, yeah, or 10. I think it's 10, 9 and 10. Yeah, but it's right in the middle of Revelation 13. I think it's 9, verses 9 and 10. The faith of the elect. So the faith of the elect is according to the knowledge of God, what God knows. And then it's according to godliness. Now, think about that. What does that say to you? That anything that is not godly, that's not of God the Father, God the Son, is not faith. And it's not I just thought about that. Why is the truth according to godliness? Because in God's eyes, truth is something like Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And then everything we brace in Jesus, every promise is truth that's found in Jesus. And just as Jesus is going to be there forever, it's not something that is here now and then gone tomorrow or gone at the end of this age. It's going to be there forever. So that's one way of looking at it. The truth is according to godliness, so it is nothing of the devil, nothing about stealing, nothing about killing, nothing about sickness, nothing about lies, nothing about evil people. Can you see that? And if you just got that boundaries for yourself, if you're in that boundaries, you know you are in the truth, you're in the faith of God, you are in the knowledge of God, what God knows to be true, and that's where you stay. So can you see that there? And then another one, you'll be my true disciples, you'll abide in my word, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Again, the truth is Jesus, eternal Jesus. Amen? And we are in Jesus, and we are co-heirs with Jesus. And so the truth that we get now in Jesus, it sets free. If it doesn't set free, sickness doesn't set free, lies doesn't set free, sickness doesn't set free. These are all things that we need truth for, these deceptions. Lies don't set free. So the truth is according to godliness and the truth sets free. Those two scriptures, guys, you know the boundaries, and we need to know the boundaries. And you know, the Bible even speaks about, I think about this because of yesterday with that lightning flash. It just looked like fire here right next to my window. And the devil will even let fire come down from heaven. And I was just thinking, it's like lightning to deceive the elect. So you've got to know the truth, and you've got to just know the truth is according to godliness, and just stay in those boundaries. Amen. And yes, but if you doubt, just run to God and don't be hasty. Gary shared a beautiful word about 2 days ago. We also spoke about, you know, we've got this as a believer. You can have the spirit, but you can still do things and be in the flesh, move too quickly and fall into the flesh. So you can't be hasty. You've got to ask, you've got to look to God, you've got to wait until he speaks, you've got to hear what he's saying, and then you've got to do it. He who hears my word and does it, is like a wise man building his house on the rock. And that's what we've got to do today. We've got to just stay on the rock, stay close to Jesus, stay in the shelter, stay in the shadow of the Almighty, because that's where the protection is and the provision is. Psalm 91, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.